This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all throughout the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to all the drivers, the truckers out there, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working in the oil rigs, not only here in the U.S., but around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And clicking the like button to like the page, number one. And then jump into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are over there. Jump in there, say howdy howdy to Cousin Vinny and to Wally and to LJ. And Kyle's in there and I'm in there and more people are joining right now. And in the meantime, speaking of Kyle, here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the Democrats are trying to pull out another Russian story out of their hat. This one is about the bounty that reportedly was paid by the Russians to the Taliban to kill Americans. However, once again, I need to point out the Department of Defense has absolutely blown the New York Times story totally out of the water. And folks, because it's a New York Times story, you should immediately scratch your head and go, I don't believe it's accurate.
Well, right, and this is the next Russia story, as it were. And it's interesting, Captain, that, you know, this kind of thing is going to get recycled again. So now they're claiming that this was really in a February presidential briefing at the White House. But, of course, the president, I believe the vice president as well, have said they were never briefed on such a thing. Unfortunately, there were some servicemen that were killed, and their families are looking for an investigation citing this particular issue. But, again, there doesn't seem to be veracity to it as yet. And, again, there's not even any kind of consensus within the intelligence community. So when we hear Russia, Russia, Russia all over again, it's just, in many ways, can be fodder for the Democrats in Congress to launch investigations, and here we go again.
Yep, of course, they're going to waste more taxpayer money. Now, we are aware of the fact that the cases across the country in about 30 states when it comes to coronavirus are spiking again. About half of those states, they're going much higher than they were in other areas. However, we need to point out to everybody, and tell me if I'm wrong, please, tell me if I'm wrong. Just because you test positive for the coronavirus does not mean that you have got it or that you are going to get it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, just because you're positive doesn't mean you're going to develop the COVID-19 disease. That's right.
And of all the people that are testing and coming down positive, what's the percentage of those that are winding up either in a hospital in a hospital? How many are winding up in a hospital?
About 6% or so.
That's it. So 94% of the population is walking around just fine, hunky-dory, and that's it. Now, this is ridiculous that they keep playing this game, because you got to understand what these numbers mean. And they're talking to the ignorant that don't understand that these numbers don't represent what they're trying to hype them out to be.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, you know, Captain, we keep hearing about how this is being politicized, but it certainly is being politicized. And so many Americans don't know what to believe from the experts, as it were, because a few days ago, we were told that there's going to be a vaccine by the end of the year, or early 2021, and now we hear, well, probably not, and even if we had one, it probably wouldn't work. You know, nobody knows what.
Yeah. Speaking of a vaccine, here's somebody that needs a vaccine. Listen to this little short clip.
Last question, real quick. Some have speculated,
sir,
that you are subject to some degree of cognitive decline. I'm 65. I don't have word recollection that I used to have. I forget my train of thought from time to time. You got 12 years on me, sir. Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested, and I'm constantly tested. Look, all I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
Yeah, sure, Joe. Did you see his press conference yesterday and see the flip-ups that he did again and the scatterbrain crap that he was doing?
Well, sure, I did, and he was, you know, in many ways searching but also, you know,
he was babbling.
Yeah, and
he had a teleprompter.
He did.
And he couldn't even follow that.
Well, that's right. And basically he was able to swing away at a lot of softballs, Captain. A lot of softballs being lobbed in his direction. But it was interesting, because I'm wondering if it's kind of another slip by Biden, where he says, yeah, I've been tested and I'm constantly tested. You know, they
he never should have mentioned that, because now everywhere he goes, he's going to be asked, well, what'd your test say today?
That's right. Exactly.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we're going to bring on Secretary Azar and let him tell why the country is not going to shut down and why we're still moving full speed ahead. We cannot stop everything we're doing again. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy Man, who's on the telephone waiting for me, and we'll be right over to him in just a second, and our caller that's on the line, but I got to tell everybody, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product, an all-natural product that I've been taking for the nagging pain that I have because of arthritis. Now, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches and pain from your everyday activities, I would strongly suggest that you try Relief Factor. You can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It costs $19.95, an all-natural product, and it is just that. Helps you with your inflammation and your swelling that you might have, which is what, that inflammation and swelling is part of what the pain is all about, if you don't already know that. But there's a little 2.5-minute tutorial you can watch there, too, by the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, that run Relief Factor. So, again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the 3-week quick start that will cost you $19.95. All right, first of all, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to bring in one of our favorite callers, Major Joe. And good morning, Major Joe.
Good morning, Captain. How are you?
Not bad.
Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, Joe.
Tell us what's on your mind, sir.
Yeah, well, thinking about this exposure to this virus, all these people that are testing positive now.
Uh-huh.
Are in the only ones, there's a 6%, I think, that wound up hospitalized,
right.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
However, everyone else, it's just like getting an injection at your doctor's office for chickenpox or whatever.
Yep.
You're being exposed, and you now have the antibody, and you're now immune. But it's not being mentioned. So they want everyone wearing a mask so that the herd immunity gets stalled out probably until after the election.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a story.
Yeah, it's all part of the game, Major Joe. It's all part of the game.
All right. That's the only point I wanted to make, Captain.
Thank you very much, Major Joe. You take care. And Kyle, he said exactly right with what he's saying, because, you know, the people that should be wearing the mask, number one, are the ones that are sick.
Well, exactly. And I think that's one of the CDC guidelines that I've come across.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, because the idea is that, yeah, if you're well, you shouldn't really have to wear the mask, especially if the masks are designed to keep sick people from infecting well people.
And I just ordered several more of my American flag masks that I like that are layered, that have got the filter in them and all that stuff. And on Monday, I'll be telling you where I'm getting them, how I'm getting them, and other people might be able to take advantage of that. Because if I got to wear a mask, or if I got to have people out there wearing masks, I'd like to see a whole bunch of people walking around with American flags, and that way you know who your friends are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're not going to see somebody from Antifa or Black Lives Matter wearing something that's got a big old American flag on it. It just isn't going to happen.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Now, if it is, it's going to be the pretenders and not the real folks. All right, let's listen to Health and Human Services Alex Azar here, talking with Maria Bartolome. So this is a very short little clip, but listen to what he had to say about keeping the country open.
We can continue to reopen, to get back to work, get back to school, get back to health care. But we have to act responsibly as individuals. If we simply do three things, practice social distancing, wear facial coverings when we can't social distance, and practice proper personal hygiene. If we do those three things, we can turn around the tide of these new cases and continue to reopen.
Now, what did you and I talk about right from the beginning when we had all these people out there marching on the streets doing their protesting? What did we talk about?
Well, we knew that maybe in a couple of weeks we'd start to see something happen, go one way or the other on the needle of cases and so forth.
Yeah, and we assumed the worst. We said that there could be a spike, a significant spike because of this, but it doesn't mean that these people are all going to wind up being sick.
Well, right. And, you know, what we've learned about this virus, Captain, in the last few months, we know a lot more than we did back in January or February or even mid-March. And so what the Secretary is talking about there is, again, the need to be able to function in our society, and I think we can function effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, if we look back, and of course hindsight is 20/20, we might have been able to use some of these tactics early on and not have to have lost so many jobs and so many people's livelihoods.
Well, and all the businesses should put out of business, too. But here's the deal. Dr. Fauci's got to sit down and shut up. Because yesterday, again, and I'll repeat this because I believe Major Joe said it, and I think you did, too, earlier. He said the USA may see 100,000 new cases a day if there's no change in what we're doing. Safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines is not yet guaranteed, and it's not guaranteed they're going to work either. Why doesn't he just sit down and shut the hell up? Because guess what? Did you hear the story coming out of China?
Yeah, there's another, looks like a swine flu type of thing.
That's part of it, but they are giving the vaccine for COVID-19 or for the coronavirus to their military and have been for several months, and the cases have slowed down to a crawl.
Interesting. So an actual vaccine or...
For the military, yep.
Okay, wow.
And we're trying to... there's a report that the United States is trying to barter with them to figure out how we can find out a little bit about what they're doing and all that stuff. But again, I caution anybody in the government that's listening to me right now, I don't think I want to borrow anything from the Chinese when it comes to something as serious as that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's a perilous journey to be sure. Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Captain, you know, Dr. Fauci had said, I looked it up. This is a story from June 23rd. So on June 23rd, he was saying, I believe we're going to have a vaccine basically by the end of the year, early 2021.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I believe it will be when and not if. But yet, as you just mentioned, suddenly, well, we may not have one and it may not work and all this kind of stuff. So what changed in the last 7 days? I mean, this is a ping pong ball
that
you just can't take anymore.
In the meantime, crews have started clearing up the Seattle CHOP region in there, getting the barriers out of the way so the protesters can leave, and they're trying to negotiate that. And the protesters are battling back, and the mayor has now called for an investigation into that member of the council that ordered a protest and led a protest in front of the mayor's house.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's council member, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Kashama Sawant.
Yeah, and she's calling that councilwoman a socialist when she's one herself.
No kidding. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting when there's all of a sudden there's blowback onto you, you know, that kind of thing. You know, she had been, you know, saying that, you know, she's the mayor, Captain, that said this is the summer of love. Well, I got to tell you, watching some of the footage and watching some of these video of this video coming out of the CHOP, and especially with the shootings, that doesn't look like a summer of love to me at all.
Now, one of the priorities over the July 4th weekend, first of all, where the federal monuments are at the federal buildings and the federal parks and whatnot, there is going to be a special unit that has already been put together that's going to be guarding the statues over the July 4th weekend. In some cases, there may be some uniformed people involved, but in most cases, it will not be uniformed people. You won't know who they are. They may be mixed in with the crowds or whatnot. We'll see. I can tell you that statues everywhere and anywhere are going to be watched in some sort of fashion.
I would certainly hope so. And you know, Captain, there's a lot of fear, obviously, that, you know, somebody's going to try something. There's going to be more destruction of property and more chaos. And I certainly hope that Americans get a chance to celebrate our independence on July 4th without that kind of chaos. But the protesters, as it were, would be well suited to maybe celebrate along with the with everybody else and not have a day of violence, mayhem, and what have you. I think it would go a long way for their cause. But don't hold your breath, because I think a lot of the protesters have shown they're not interested in celebrating the United States. They're trying to take it away.
Yeah. And I got a question from Danny in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, which is over near Pittsburgh, listening to us. He's saying, Captain, the bizarre admission by Joe Biden seems to raise a few more questions. Did Biden actually take a cognitive test? If so, what were the results? And why is he frequently getting tested? Isn't there somebody worried about this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I think it could be a real slip-up. Or he misinterpreted the question to think, does he mean he's being tested for COVID-19? But the context of the question was cognitive ability. I think that's huge.
He says he's being tested all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to say when you're talking about dementia.
Okay.
All righty, hold that fort, and folks will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number in case you want to call in and opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House is blaming what it calls rogue intelligence officers for leaking information alleging the Russian government paid bounties to Afghan militants for killing United States soldiers.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
These are rogue intelligence officers who are imperiling our troops' lives. We will not be able to get, very likely not be able to get a consensus on this intelligence because of what was leaked to the New York Times.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked about it at a press conference.
If these allegations are true and he did nothing about any of this, then in fact I think the public should, unrelated to my running, conclude that this man isn't fit to be president of the United States of America.
Biden said at a minimum, President Trump should have called up Russian President Vladimir Putin and confronted him. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And there he is again, that mystery broadcaster who's hanging on my telephone line. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and I've been a policyholder of theirs for 14 years. Now, knock on wood, and there it is, knock on wood, I've saved money every year for 14 years for a couple different reasons. Number one, I get the safe driver discount of 10%. And number two, I bundle my homeowner's insurance with my automobile insurance, and consequently, I get a cheaper rate. Now, you can do that, too. And you can do that by going to the website, geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. While you're there, type in your zip code, and you will get a quote on the vehicle that you're driving. They'll ask you some questions about the make, model, year, and all that stuff like they always do, and they'll give you a quote right there for your automobile insurance, whether it's a car, a truck, a motorcycle, an ATV, an RV, or even if you're commuting in a boat. They'll do all of that, but they'll also give you a quote on your homeowner's or your renter's insurance too. And if you bundle it together, it will be much cheaper for you. Plus, you can save the 15% that everybody's saving, new policyholders, owners, or original policyholders, until the 1st of October, started back in May. And they're doing that because of the COVID-19 situation. And again, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you hear about AOC yesterday talking about her beloved New York City?
I did. I did hear.
She proposed that the $1 billion budget cut for the New York City Police Department wasn't enough, and she said defunding police means defunding police. She wants the entire $6 billion budget that the police get taken away from them and the police department disbanded. Now, that is nuts.
It is nuts. But it shows exactly where AOC is coming from. It shows exactly what her end game looks like or wants it to be, basically. She went on to say, too, that, you know, this isn't just about doing, you know, I'm just paraphrasing here, but she did use the term funny math, that somehow you can't just use funny math to make it look like you're defunding the police, this kind of thing. And quite frankly, Captain, I think it should give everybody chills because they honestly believe that they are going to get this kind of thing done, even though on its face, it's reckless in the extreme, but they don't care.
Here's the problem. With the disbanding of the plainclothes major crimes unit that they have in New York City, the shootings in New York City have already gone up 146%.
Well, you know, whatever, I guess. Is that the attitude we're all supposed to have when we hear that kind of statistic? Well, of course not. This is outrageous.
Now, Now our friend Adam Schiff, the country that was heard from, was heard from yesterday, and here's what he had to say. Folks, hold on to your hats.
Before we move to Canada here, hearing last week.
We may all be moving to Canada soon.
I hope not. But at your hearing last week, you had some words that, and I watched it and then I read it carefully. Did you get any sense at that hearing last week that they are determined, focused, properly recognizing their responsibilities and moving in these directions?
I can't say that I got that sense from the hearing. It would have to be a pretty remarkable hearing if there were that kind of transformation. I do get the sense that there's something going on at Twitter, that we've reached the last straw for what the management of Twitter can take in terms of what they're seeing, how their platform is being used. I don't know. I still get the sense that Facebook will need to be pulled and dragged into this era of corporate responsibility. The economic incentives are simply too powerful for continuation of the status quo. And I, you know, until proven otherwise, have the sense that with respect to Google, YouTube, that that their strategy is to avoid the scrutiny of the other platforms and disclose as little as possible. You know, it's, I guess, not unlike the, although I'm sure they won't appreciate this analogy, the president's view that if you don't test it, there is no virus. If they don't discuss it, if they don't reveal it, there is no problem. So I nothing, I guess, from the hearing shook those impressions, but time will tell.
Now, they were kidding about moving to Canada, but Adam Schiff said it three times. You heard that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about the what's going on with Twitter, what's going on with Facebook. And, of course, everybody knows that they censure a lot of what the conservatives put out there, correct?
Most definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and our friend Ron Edwards, you know, Ron Edwards gets in trouble all the time over there because he constantly pushes the gamut, but he does it for whatever reason, and he just chooses to take the suspension, whatever it happens to be, a week, 2 weeks. I guess he's been off the key for as many as 30 days before with them.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, Ron does push the envelope on those things. But, you know, Adam Schiff, Captain, you know, I guess he's really trying, I suppose. But Adam Schiff always seems to, he gets kind of long-winded like that, where he kind of keeps going on about stuff. But honestly, I don't think people are really all that interested in the sense that Adam Schiff somehow has this amazing perspective on things, you know. So when he does this kind of stuff, it's really revealing, absolutely.
Well, I'm going to suggest to people right now that they try something different. There is a new won't censure you, won't cut your thoughts, this, that, and the other social media group called Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. A lot of people are over there. I'm over there with a backup page called The Captain's America, just simply The Captain's America. And I'm posting some of my podcasts over there to see what's going on. So far, it's been received very well. And I'm not sure, but I think you went over there too, didn't you, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm actually preparing that, and so that'll be coming out here real quick.
Yeah, and what I would suggest to people, if you're sick of Facebook, if you're sick of Twitter, you're sick of the nonsense, sick of getting censured, go over to this new social media group called Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. The Trumps are over there. Dan Bongino's over there. A lot of the good news services are over there. It's pretty much a lot of conservatives, a lot of like-minded people that are over there, although there are some infiltrators over there, and every now and then they'll do something to irritate some folks. And when they do, guess what? They get banned.
Well, right. Well,
they get banned. So therefore, if they start to do to us what they've done over on Facebook, they get it right back to them by these folks at Parler.
Right. Well, part of this issue, though, Captain, is that, you know, honestly, people are meeting up in these places very much as though they might meet up in a town square and have debate and these kinds of things, but yet in the town square, people don't typically run out and say, no, we own the town square, and you can't say this, and you can't say that, and you can't think this, and you can't think that, and that's what's rubbing people the wrong way. And because there's a lot of fear, unfortunately, on the left side of things, fear that people are going to start really thinking about these policies that they're hearing about, and really start thinking about the consequences of these policies. And so that's why you have to constantly pull it.
And House,
on the left, yeah.
And House Democrats have now found a new issue, if you will, environmental justice, with the massive climate change blueprint they're trying to get out there with some climate change legislation. Again, anytime they do that, it's going to result, number one, in higher taxes, and number two, more grief and aggravation for anybody driving, oh gosh, I don't know, a pickup truck or an SUV.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, they've had a lot of time to try to do all this stuff too. You know, I think the original Green New Deal thing was met by a lot of people saying, that sounds pretty absurd, you know. So then they went off trying to derail Trump and impeach Trump, and now, oh, the election's almost here. Well, we better start looking like we're trying to do something, and they'll continue to glom on to what they think is the popular notion in the country, but I think they're going to be a little disappointed.
Well, yeah. And, again, the... Well, here comes the music, so we'll wait till we get back with that. But we're going to be coming back doing our Truckers Highway and Byway report, and then we'll wrap up with something here. There's some fines starting to emerge. People are saying it's unconstitutional for not wearing masks in some of these areas, including, Kyle, the beach. The beach! We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
You're listening to The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. First one of the night brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Remember, Pilots and Flying J is the largest truck stop chain in the country right now, and you can do a lot worse. And try it out when you get out there in the highways and byways. Pull on in there. Tell them you're listening to Captain's America Third Watch. You might even hear it on the radio there behind the fuel desk. And guess what? You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. So here we go, and we are going to rock.
Riding down the highway,
AC/DC. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll, and I'm going to bring them back here towards the end of the segment, and we got a whole bunch of people chiming in right now, and let's see. Good morning, Al, in Nebraska, and Catwoman and Road Dog. I hope you guys are doing well out there tonight. Now, Kyle, I'm going to bring you into the mix here. We got, well, what do we got going on in California? What's up here in Northern California coming ashore right now?
Well, Captain, it looks like we're going to get a little bit of some nice breeze coming in, they say, in the Northern California area, the Delta Breeze, they call it. It's an onshore flow, and that's going to help cool down the temperatures in the evening, we understand. Meanwhile, the temperatures during the daytime might still be in the low to mid-90s, but cooling down to perhaps even to the 60s at night. Southern California, we're still got some pretty pleasant weather, complete opposite of what I think you're having there in Florida right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we're looking at mid-70s and then mid-60s at night.
Yep.
But that's what we're looking at right now. The jet stream, of course, has gone way, way up into Canada now, and that's what's causing some of these other heat issues all over the Midwest.
Now, this is unofficial, but yesterday when I came out of Mission Barbecue for our Have Lunch with the Captain series that we have there, my car was parked in the shade, not the sun, the shade. It was totally in the shade. So I figured, well, it's not going to be that hot, right?
Right.
I look at the temperature when I get the car started up. It's 101 degrees on my thermometer.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Wow. That's unofficial, but it was at the north end of the airport, and it very well could have been because, I mean, it was warm. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, you know, folks, strong thunderstorms and flash flooding will again persist across the mid-Mississippi Valley and extend into portions of the deep south. Now, there is a system of some sort coming across. We can see it. We'll tell you all about where there's watches and warnings right now. Advisories will persist across much of the central and southern plains and portions of the Gulf Coast where we've got a heat advisory right now, and there could be some thunderstorms firing up, too, down there along Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Panhandle of Florida for sure, as well as some late afternoon storms here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. Now, I will tell you right now, it looks like as if we have got in the southeastern corner of Nebraska and right along the state line of, let's see, south of Omaha, south of Council Bluffs, down to Missouri, and down into the first 20 or 30 miles of Missouri, we've got what appears to be a series of thunderstorms, we've got flood watches and flood warnings in there. Over to the east, Kyle, in the eastern part of Missouri, St. Louis to be included in this, the western part of Kentucky, and about the western one-third of Illinois, we've got flood warnings, lots of them through there, and it's heavy rains in that area, too, at the moment.
Yeah, it really is. And just by contrast, we've got a fire weather warning out near Las Vegas, heading back out west. So they want to be careful with that in the Las Vegas area, and obviously heat there as well.
Yeah, and I just noticed something pop up here in North Dakota, right on the Minnesota line up there about Moorhead. We have got rain to the west of there, and then we've got a flood watch and warning. Apparently there's a severe thunderstorm that's come through that area that's dumping a bunch of rain up there, and that would be I-29 north coming out of Fargo, straight north up along the edge there. So might be going into Minnesota here in a little bit.
That's right. And in that area, you mentioned that the flash flood warning and flash flood watch is going on. Expected rainfall, according to this to the data, shows either 0.75 to 2.5 inches in 3 hours. So they could get a lot of rain.
Okay. And we've also got the bad weather conditions in the northwestern corner of New Mexico. That, again, is coming from those fires over there in Utah. That smoke seemed to go down there and just settle into that part of New Mexico. So coming along I-40, Gallup East, you're going to find it headed over across the Indian Reservation. So be advised. And then up in Colorado, northwest corner of Colorado, a fire watch. And we've got some bad air advisory coming out of Denver to the east going 70. 96 towards Nebraska and 70 eastbound out of Denver, probably for about 40 miles or thereabouts. But other than that, I don't see anything to bother anybody except down there around New Orleans where, again, we've got a high heat advisory down there. So New Orleans is going to get a little bit warm down there.
That's right, yeah, and it's known for that there in that area, New Orleans.
Well, yeah, and again, it's not just the heat, it's the humidity.
Right, oh, absolutely.
That you get. Yep, and we get that here. We don't get dry heat. We get humidity most of the time. Once in a while, there'll be a dry heat. It'll be like Arizona, but that's not the case. And again, depending on where you're at, you'll be dealing with thunderstorms later on today. And, of course, when we do our beach and boating forecast in hour number four, we get very specific about what people are going to see. Now, going back to what we were talking about briefly here, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a video conference call yesterday to the United Nations. Did you happen to catch it?
I did not, but yeah. So what's going on?
Well, he complained about Iran. He said if the UN lets the Iran arms embargo expire, it will betray the ideals of peace and security, because right now both Russia and China are chomping at the bit to start selling them weapons.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised at all, because one of the things that we've been talking about too, Captain, as we've been going through the pandemic issues and so forth, is that the actors like Russia and China are looking to be able to make moves geopolitically while they think that we are completely distracted either with the pandemic or with protests and unrest.
And then yesterday we find out that Miami, just in time for the 4th of July, if you get caught walking around anywhere near the beach or anywhere in Miami not wearing a mask in public, because you got to wear it in public as well as inside the buildings, it's a $50 fine. $50 fine.
Yeah, and I think it'll be progressive. That's for the first offense, and then it goes
up there.
And
you've already got something like that in California, don't you?
We might. I know that they're closing the beaches in L.A. County, and we're looking tomorrow, or actually later today on Wednesday, Captain, that we might find that out in Orange County. We don't know.
Well, folks, we're coming back with more at the top of the hour news here. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, hour number two, and let's take us out here with guess what?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.